I don't know if Mac's going to be anywhere near State Farm Stadium, but certainly it's the return of P2. Longtime Cardinal Patrick Peterson coming back to Arizona as a member of the Minnesota Vikings. Is he worried about getting caught up in the emotion of it?
No, not at all, because naturality is another game. I have to go out there and be at my best for my team.
Joining us on a Football Friday for Cardinals preview is Vince Marotta with Bickley and Marotta on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Vince, Patrick Peterson sounded like a scorned lover during the offseason. Are you buying this? It's just another game. Do you buy that?
No, I don't. Patrick Peterson was acutely aware of everything that was going on in Arizona while he was a member of the Minnesota Vikings, down to the fact that he took offense that Malcolm Butler was going to wear his number 21 jersey before Malcolm Butler up and retired. So,
right.
Patrick Peterson can say all that. I don't believe him, but if you're a Cardinal fan, you're probably hoping that he treats this like any other game, because for about the past 2 years, he's not been very good at football. So,
you think he's going to get booed or cheered from the stands?
I think it's going to be a mix, Jamie. Yeah. I think there's some Cardinal fans that, and they should, appreciate a lot of what Patrick Peterson brought for a decade here. He was a great player. Over the last 3+ years, from drug suspensions to trade requests to substandard play, there was, you know, a lot of fans that turned on him. So I think that'll be represented in the reaction.
This is the home opener for the Cards Sunday after dominating on the road last week. How important is it that they establish a dominance early in this game and early in the season at home?
I don't know if I would lean on the word dominance, Jim. A win. 25-point win over the Titans is really nice, but it counts the same in the standings as a 1-point win over the Minnesota Vikings.
That's true.
I don't know yet through 1 week whether the Cardinals are what we saw in week one, if that was a 1 week anomaly. Winning is the most important thing.
One player we saw in week one do really well is this guy.
Fires right side of the end zone, back shoulder, Kirk adjusts beautifully and pulls it in for the touchdown. Christian Kirk with his second touchdown, and the Cardinals lead it.
All right, that local kid from Saguaro High School in Scottsdale finally primed for a breakout season after catching 2 touchdowns. Is that your feeling after last week?
I want to say yes, because Christian Kirk is such an easy guy to root for. He's a nice young man, and like the local ties. We've seen these breakout games before, but it hasn't been consistent. So I'm crossing my – I wish I had a more definitive answer for you. I think he's going to get chances because of the depth of this receiving core and Kyler Murray's continued development at quarterback. So he'll have opportunities to have that breakout season. Last week, he capitalized.
We're talking to Vince Marotta. Chandler Jones, 5 sacks last week. Wasn't he the NFC Player of the Week this week?
He was. Yeah. Defensive Player of the Week, yeah.
So, safe to assume the Vikings are going to lock in on him. But the other defensive lineman, J.J. Watt, he's got to be licking his chops, right?
Yeah, that's one of the I think the really good storylines going into this game is the Vikings coaching staff had to watch that Tennessee game film and say, Chandler Jones is not going to do that to us. So if they key on him, this is exactly why the Arizona Cardinals paired J.J. Watt with Chandler Jones, because you can't double team both of them.
That's right.
And J.J. Watt had, for him, a relatively quiet game, but this could be the game where he steps up and really makes a mark in the stat sheet.
And really, the biggest acquisition by the Cardinals, headline-wise, was J.J. Watt. So it'll be really nice to see him in action, and Chandler Jones helping to make that possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But Chandler Jones was out of his mind last week, though. He was. Is he going to see a payday because of that?
I believe eventually he will. It's been a debate now for a while, and for him to do that in game one, following an offseason where he was disgruntled, he did request a trade over his contract status.
Yeah.
For him to do that was quite the statement, and then to punctuate it by patting the pockets of Michael Bidwell and Steve Keim on the sideline in the waning moments of that game was pretty telling.
All right. It's going to be fun no matter what. Jamie and I are both going to be at the game.
Nice.
And then Jamie's going to be able to correct me.
All right, are you guys gonna boo or cheer Patrick Peterson?
Oh,
I'm gonna remain neutral on that.
You're Switzerland over there.
she's in the news booth, so she has to be unbiased.
Yes.
There, right?
Yeah, I got you.
I'll report though on how that actually goes down.
Sounds good.
All right.